Welcome to the Rising Sisters podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Demetra, and we're here to talk about all things that sisters should, from manifesting to business and business to self-pleasure. There is nothing that we can't talk about. Chat soon. Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to the first official episode of the Rising Sisters podcast. As you would have heard in my intro, I'm your host, Sophia Demetra, and today is the 1st of October. It is the start of my birth month, and it is also 2:22 p.m. that I'm recording this right here from my parents' garage, which I have temporarily shifted into my very own Lux Boho Palace, which is a story that I will definitely share more with you all in another episode. I really wanted to take the time today to introduce myself and share with you all what the purpose is of this podcast. The first thing I want to share with you all is that I am going to make mistakes. I am going to show up completely real and raw, completely uncut, and really promise myself to show up perfectly imperfect, because I'm not here to be someone I'm not. This is the first time I'm doing anything like this, and I'm not going to lie, it's a bit of a icky, uncomfortable step further outside my comfort zone, but it is also something that is super near and dear to my heart and is really a passion project of mine that I just really felt so called to do. So, I'm 21 years young, soon to be 22. I'm living right here on the beautiful sunny Gold Coast with my gorgeous family, my two parents, and my two younger sisters. But I'm originally from a very small country tropical town called Innisfail, which is about an hour and a half south of Cairns. As of recently, I am completely self-employed. Yep, at the age of 21, that is so insane to say out loud. Wow. That is a story that I'm definitely going to share a lot of on here. You know, 12 months ago, this journey of stepping outside of my comfort zone and really continuing to be the black sheep in society and doing things completely different as how we're really raised to be and do. So I don't even really know where I want to go first, to be completely honest. There is just so much I want to share, but what I is really the main purpose of creating this podcast is that growing up, like I said, I've got two younger sisters. So I was the firstborn in my family, and I always wished I had an older sister, someone that I could always turn to for advice, someone who would have the answers for me. But of course, I couldn't really change that. I couldn't make that happen because I was the firstborn. And what I really had to accept as I grew older is that I had to become that person for not only myself, but for my sisters as well. So I've done a lot of growth, and what I get so often is that I am so mature for, like, quote unquote mature, you know, I'm doing like the whole finger thing, like mature, because don't get me wrong, I love to have fun, and sometimes I feel definitely my age, but I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I definitely feel older than my age because I'm such an old soul. And rather than using the word mature, I think what I really want to call myself is woke. And it's so funny because me and my partner were talking about this the other day, and he's the exact same. We're both so, like I said, quote unquote, mature. And we were saying that. We were saying, you know, I don't think it's about mature or anything like that. It's just we have so much knowledge and we're so awoken to what is happening in society and so awoke to what is, happening in this world. And we just have so much knowledge and so much interest, and that is also a lot of what I want to share with you all. So going back to being the older sister, growing up I felt quite alone, if I'm being completely honest. Me and my sisters, not that we've not been close growing up, but like I said, I'm quite an old soul, so I really stuck to myself. I'm a black sheep in my family. I do things differently, and that is so fine. I love that. I love doing different. But like I said, there was no one there to teach me things. So the last few years, I've done a lot of investing in my personal growth. I invested just this year in a 3-month container with one of my gorgeous sisters who's going to come on here in a future podcast, but I invested quite a lot of money into her, and my gosh, just in the last 3 months, I can't even recognize myself. And my gosh, you know, from womb work to personal development, you know, everything and anything in between is a lot that I've had to take on board. And yeah, there is just so many different aspects of that that I want to share with you all. The craziest thing is, you know, I never thought about doing a podcast. I never envisioned at all the last couple of years to want to create a podcast. Even up until 2 months ago, the thought never entered my mind until one day I was in my inner spring, which if some of you have no idea what I'm talking about, when it comes to our menstrual cycle, we actually have 4 inner seasons within each month, just like we do in a year. Again, that is something for another episode, but gives you a bit of an idea on what I like to talk about. But anyways, I was in my inner spring and the thought just came to me, and it was just this little voice that was like, Sophia, you have so much to share with the world. You have to create a podcast. And naturally, my first instinct was like, oh my God, I have to step out of my comfort zone more. Like, haven't I done enough already the last 12 months? Like, I'm freaking 21 years young with an online business. Like, isn't that enough? But no, universe said otherwise, and here I am filming this for you all. But you know what? Yeah, like I said, there's a lot I want to share. But yeah, there's just, oh my gosh, so much I want to share, and every episode will get better. So thank you all so much for bearing with me in this first episode, because I really hope it inspires you all. Like I said earlier, I'm here to be real and raw. I'm going to make mistakes, and it's all a part of the journey. So I'm excited for one day to be able to look back at this podcast, this very first podcast, and just think to myself, like, holy shit, look at how much I've grown from that point to now. You know what I mean? So I really hope that inspires you all, because, yeah, I am definitely no stranger to stepping outside the comfort zone, and every single person I speak to, I swear every single problem that comes up in our lives has to do because we're too afraid. We're too afraid to step outside our comfort zones. We're too afraid to speak up, to be different. And unfortunately, that's really how society teaches us, you know? As we go to school, we're taught to listen to other people, to live by someone else's rules, to abide by another person and do what other people say. We're never taught to go deep into our bodies. We're never taught to listen to yourself. What is your heart telling you? What is your soul telling you? Just like when we grow up, what are we told to do? We're taught to go to university and go and get a job for someone else. Right? Like, I'm just saying this, I'm like, oh my gosh, this just does not make sense. Because you would think that in schools, you would think that what people should be teaching is to be your own boss, to create your own financial income, to, you know, build a life that is not built on someone else's terms. All right, so I'll be completely real. And I actually had to cut that part there because I ended up in a massive coughing fit, because in the last week I have had a blocked throat chakra, and it's still having to get a little bit better, and I didn't want to have to share that massive cough fest with you all. But I'm back here, and you know, like I was saying, there really is a lot I want to share, but my biggest thing in this episode is really just to be super crystal clear that I'm really here to be real, to share my opinions. Of course, we are all, you know, we are all entitled to our own opinions, and I really just want to speak on things that mean so much to me and that I feel so strongly about. And I'm so here for wanting to help other people who are just like me step out of their comfort zones. If you're a black sheep, freaking own that. There is nothing wrong with being different, because no one wants to be the same. I don't want to be a robot doing what everyone else does. I want to be my own person. And I'm so proud of myself for stepping outside my comfort zone for the first time 12 months ago. That story I will also share probably in my next episode, kind of how I started working for myself and how I started in the online space. But yeah, it's just, yeah, so much I want to share with you all. I'm sure I'm going to listen to this episode back and be like, oh my gosh, Sophia, there are so many things that I could have cut out or not said or that I should have said. But you know what? This is the first episode. I am going to give myself a break. And you know what? This gives you guys the perfect chance to get to know me, get to know where I'm kind of at in my life. And yeah, like I said, I really want this to inspire you all to just freaking step outside that comfort zone for the first time. Who cares if you fuck up the first time? Just keep on going, and I can assure you, it's only going to get better. So I think that's pretty much everything I want to share with you all today. Like I also say in my intro, this is really to speak on everything from manifesting to business and business to self-pleasure. There is nothing that we can't talk about, and I'm so excited to be able to dive deeper into every single one of these topics in future episodes and really speak on these individually. I also will be bringing on some of my dear sisters, which I'm so excited about, especially my first guest, who some of you listening will actually know. And for a lot of you who don't know this gorgeous woman, you will definitely get to know her. So she'll be my first guest. Not my next episode, sorry, but the third episode. So yeah, I think I'm going to leave it here for today. This was short and sweet. Like I said, gives you a bit of a feel of who I am, my quirky self, my perfectly imperfect self. And yeah, I'm so excited for this journey and to speak to you all in my next episode. I'll talk to you then.